When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Breathe in love. Breathe out hate. Breathe in positivity. Breathe out negativity. Breathe in. I didn't see you there. I was doing my my little meditations, and I had no idea.
You let us in, and you asked me to.
Yeah. Well. So this was my meditation. And as you can see, things are a little bit different. Welcome back. Welcome back to my home, my humble abode, if you will. This is a lot different than what you remember, because now everything is about positivity. We're all about love and positivity. Peace to you, by the way. Peace and long life to you and your ancestors. Namaste.
Thank you for that. My ancestors would thank you, but they are all dead, so long life is out of the question for them. But
well, that's negative. That would be an instance of negativity, and that's not actually allowed here.
Yeah, no negativity allowed, so we don't do that.
Right. Thank you, Samson.
Because we all about positivity here now. We can make anything positive. Don't bring the negative from the world in here. All they care about is the negative, and now we are in the business of making it positive. Because what we used to do is take negative or neutral and make it negative, but now we do it positive.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure you got it. So I'll show you.
Yeah, we can make anything positive. Just look at this. Watch this. Let's see. I got a headline right here. And you will be able to make it into a positive right off the bat. Let's see. Headline: unhoused population hits all-time high.
Unhoused population hits all-time high. I guess instead of that wording, I would say more Americans reconnect with the great outdoors. Okay, but as I was about to show you.
Yeah, that's good. But we could go even deeper than that. let's see here. This says a bus crash kills 30 students.
Okay, and you want me to...
make it positive. You're supposed to make that sound good.
Right. Okay, well, instead of those words of a bus crash kills 30 students, I would say that a recent boom in the funeral business is expected to boost the local economy. All right, so...
yeah, and come on, wait a minute. Get back here before you go on your tour. Take this with you. Man suffers third-degree burns in fire that destroys family home.
Man gets fresh start. Are we happy? We're all happy? We're good? Because you can't bring me down. You can't bring me down. All about positivity, baby. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.
Omari Accurate News reports Joe Biden doesn't wipe.
A Christian seismologist from Omari Accurate News claims a recent increase in earthquakes is being directly caused by an increase of rock and roll. News at 11.
In a new interview with Omari Accurate News, Dr. Fauci refuses to take responsibility for 9/11. He says it's because he had nothing to do with it. We'll let you decide.
It has been a year since the crowd turned on Omari, and I am visiting him at his home to see just how things have changed. All right, so now we're back on this gravelly road that we were on about this time 1 year ago. From the outside, the gate looks the same. Okay, we're passing that now. Oh, well, now the statues, the human statues, have been replaced with real, actual statues. That's a nice, refreshing change. And we're coming up on a home in the distance. Oh, wow. Well, someone's coming here to greet us. Okay, let's just get on out the car there. Hello.
Yo. Hello. Welcome, my brother. Welcome.
Omari? Did you shave your head?
I did. I did shave my head. It's all a part of the rebranding. Dropping the self, dropping the ego, and fully embracing positivity. Have you met the alpacas?
I had not. So you got rid of the dogs. Last time there were two big dogs that were here to welcome me.
Yes. Yeah, Bezos and Elon couldn't get on the same page of positivity, so we had to drop them off in the woods. But Gandhi and Mother Teresa here, they're fitting in just fine.
Are you sure you named them correctly? The one that you pointed at as Mother Teresa seems to be male.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, she is deeply penetrating Gandhi right now. There's no mistaking that.
Well, that ain't nothing but an expression of love, my brother. It's love. We're all about love here. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid of love. Do not be afraid of love in any expression. Do not look away. You have to look love right in the eye.
I really don't want to look at it. Definitely not in the eye.
No. You gotta look. You gotta stare love right in the face as it's happening. You get the raw feeling. There's nothing that replaces that.
I really, really like to look away.
Yeah, me too, actually. All right, well, let's go.
Omari then took me on a tour of the property that now more closely resembled some sort of Zen retreat than the billionaire Playboy bachelor pad that I saw before.
And here we have our passion pool. Anything you're passionate about, you toss right into the water. Some people are passionate about television. That's why there's TVs in there. Some people, it's video games, which explains the PlayStation. For some, it's cooking. And that's why I threw a toaster in there.
Well, that does seem dangerous. I would highly advise against that.
I'm sorry, this is positive vibes only. in this environment. So, and over here is our forgiveness monument.
The forgiveness monument. This is just a bust of Osama bin Laden?
Exactly. Never forget to forgive.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
After the tour, Omari told me that he still wants to win a Peabody, but he now has a new plan for how.
So this documentary, all the footage, will use it to produce an expose on me. So initially, I was planning on doing a basically propaganda campaign. Now, obviously, at the time, I did not look at it as propaganda. I just really wanted people to be on my side for winning a Peabody. But now I realize that it was, and I'm changing my angle. I think that it should be an expose on me, the most influential fake news writer in history, and how that worked to kind of bring a negative viewpoint into many American households. Now, they'll eat that up. Plus, all my critics will have to give me props for being so brave and, you know, self-aware, you know, whatever the fuck.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I love that idea. But just so you know, it would have to be a no-holds-barred documentary podcast expose. Just an unflinching look into the true inner workings of your empire. That's the only way I can agree to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, of course.
Really? I mean, I'm talking about everything. Everything from the pitch meetings?
No. Nah, I don't like that.
Wait, because you just agreed.
No, I said I don't like it. But, you know, that's it's okay.
I'll make something good. All about positivity. We're all about turning bad into good. So I'll make something out of it. I'll take care of it. Don't you worry about it.
After we spoke, Amari cut together a version of the documentary that presented a more palatable version of himself. None of the tirades or lively language. And Amari seemed proud of it. But I advised him to focus group it. We recorded one of the one-on-one conversations Amari had with the focus group member after they listened to his version of the podcast expose.
All right. So you had a chance to listen to the whole thing. And I'm looking over your comment card, but I wanted to hear from you. What'd you think? What'd you think?
You're supposed to be honest, right? You want to honest?
Yeah.
I hated it. I despised it. It's a giant piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Okay. You really, really trying to take me back out of this positivity thing, but I won't allow it to happen. So more specifically, your comment card says that some of it felt staged. I would like to know what felt staged about when I randomly came across a baby bald eagle in New York City. I don't know if they're indigenous to the city, but it's totally plausible. It had to happen at least once. And you heard me on the podcast nurse it back to health with the totally random raw squirrel meat I happened to have in my pocket. What felt staged about that?
I think you were really trying to win back empathy with your audience. And it just felt like it was scripted, you know? Look, I respect our troops, okay? I respect our country. And I just feel like you were really trying to, frankly, I think you were trying to do some subliminal political messaging there. And I just did not appreciate it. I just wanted the politics to stay out of this. I was promised chocolate milk. I never received the chocolate milk. And what I did receive was your unfiltered political agenda, and I did not appreciate that.
What's political about a baby bald eagle? You tell me. If you put politics on it, that's on you. What I saw was not politics. I saw a very expensive baby bald eagle that probably costs about $500 an hour, and I nursed that thing back to health. That's what I saw. No politics.
Why would you know any of that?
What?
The fact that you have all the... Why would you know any of that about how much it would cost? And I haven't seen a lot of baby bald eagles in my lifetime, but this thing had a taper. It had a bald fade, you know, hence the name. And this thing was, look, I don't want to say this thing was from the hood, but it certainly had a swagger about it that it knew it was there. It knew that, I don't know. And you want us to... I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just upset because I'm just remembering what I saw. And the bald eagle at one point looked at the camera and smiled and had a gold grill in its mouth. If that's not...
Yeah.
If that's not calculated, I don't know what is.
Hey, I was surprised too. I was surprised when I saw it. I was there and I was also surprised. You probably heard how surprised I was. I was like, what? And now open the mouth. Oh, what? I was very surprised. All right. You also say that it was self-aggrandizing, which...
100%.
Ugh. Word. What was self-aggrandizing about when I gave one lucky fan the opportunity to clean my mansion for free? Totally for free. Giving someone a business opportunity that they can do, and it cost them nothing, at no cost, at zero cost whatsoever. What was self-aggrandizing?
It cost some time. I mean, the fact that you found this person at an unemployment line and you said, I'm going to give you a job today.
That's right.
And
I'm on board so far.
And this person, as you know, has no job.
Yes. Has,
you don't know, they don't have any career opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so you let them come into your house and clean your mansion.
Yep.
And then you kicked them right out. And you said, go back to being poor. And you kept calling them unemployed, which I just didn't appreciate either.
Well, I mean, that's just objectivity. If you're unemployed and you don't like it, well, okay, you got a point there. All right. But this, you have 0 points at all. You can't say it was self-aggrandizing when I showed my bank account and how much money I have. That's not self-aggrandizing at all. That's encouragement. That's encouraging people to go out and do what I did to have what I have.
Do you know what the median income is for an American household?
I don't know, like 1.5?
Oh, see, that lets me know that you're completely out of touch.
Oh, $50,000. I'm out of touch. I'm out of touch. I will have you know that I have millions of fans across. Out of touch. What about, I had car trouble. I even showed you my car trouble. Remember that? Remember I caught a flat tire when I was off-roading in my Lamborghini? Out of touch. Out of touch. I almost had to change a tire almost.
I'm sorry. I'm just so parched. I have not received my chocolate milk. I don't even know where to begin with this. You know, you went off-roading in a Lamborghini. That is not set up for that. You almost had to change a tire. You know my alternator went out last week? Do you know what that is? No, you don't. I can tell by looking at your face that you don't know what an alternator is. I'm not going to explain it to you. But I will say that my engine block was warped because the alternator went out, and I had to buy a brand new car.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm sorry.
It wasn't a Lamborghini.
Sure, right.
It was a Prius TC.
Okay, well, yeah, that sounds...
I'm telling you what car it is because that's the car I can afford. Toyota doesn't make them anymore, and that's the car I had to get.
Oh, so it's a classic. This is a rare vehicle. So somebody's fancy... And it doesn't sound like the guy who doesn't even have an off-roading vehicle. All right. What about that the sympathetic moment when Miley Cyrus very rudely asked me to stop spreading rumors that she has split personalities? That clearly defines a villain, Miley, and a hero, me. I'm clearly the hero in that situation. Going up against a big bad villain who was very rude when she asked me to stop spreading rumors about her.
She was in her right to ask you to stop doing that. I know that she has a song called Wrecking Ball, but she doesn't need you swinging in and destroying her life or the reputation that she has built. I mean, Miley is an American treasure, okay? Much like the bald eagle. Like, she's very much...
Much like me. Much like me. The American treasure... You don't know nothing, not the first thing about an American treasure. You don't know anything about an American treasure. Get out of here. Get out. Get out. You want your chocolate milk? You want your chocolate milk?
Yes.
All right, you're not getting it, but just get out.
Son of a bitch.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running.
sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
After that private meeting with the focus group member, I asked Damari how it went.
Good. Good. It went so, so well. He liked it. He actually liked it.
Really? Because watching you talk through the window, it didn't look like a super positive conversation.
Oh, well, you know, he didn't like everything about it, obviously. Nobody's going to like everything, but for the most part...
Can I see what he wrote?
Yeah. Here you go.
You just threw it away. You just balled it up and threw it away.
Oh, what?
Okay, it's okay. I can get it out. All right. Just get this out of the way. Oh no. Amari. You gotta release the real version. This is awful.
Okay.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Fine. You see if that's any better. You think you can do better? We'll see if you can do better.
The next day, we brought back the focus group to review the new version.
Oh, great. You again. Okay. So, what'd you think? You hated everything about it? You hate my guts still?
First and foremost, I appreciate the chocolate milk fountain that you have outside. I got a nice tall glass. I am ready to go. Put me in the right spirits for this thing.
Yeah, we changed all that just for you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So, what did you think about the mental health expert calling me an asshole? What did you think about that?
I loved it. I thought it was so on brand. It was so on point. It made sense. Honestly, I could have gone for another 35 to 47 minutes of it. I thought it was pretty great. It made me feel like, I mean, I felt like in that moment, I was that expert talking to you, telling you how I felt. I mean, I just... It was a perfect reflection of what the audience, you know, I assume everybody else in the audience must feel too.
Unbefucking-leavable. Okay, so you're saying that you were totally fine with him, a mental health expert, saying that to call me mentally ill would be an insult to anyone who's actually suffering with the symptoms of a mental illness. You're on board with that.
100%, because like he mentioned, whatever delusions of grandeur, whatever is going on with you, is self-inflicted. It's not something that is chemical. It is not something that is something that was inflicted upon you by God or anything else. Like, this is all, anything that is happening in your life that is negative, it's your fault.
Wow. Wow. So you're totally cool with me getting fucked up by my own fans, coming on stage and grabbing the mic from me and putting hands on me. You're totally okay with that.
Yeah. Again, I could have used another 35 to 47 minutes of just that moment in the documentary. The fact that sodomy was not involved, really the only negative note that I have. But I loved it. Again,
so you do have notes. So you do have notes. Thank you. Thanks. All
it's
right.
Well, it's only really for more of what really works, which was your fans going up on stage and fucking you up, you know?
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, what about how when I didn't understand that you don't use cameras to do a podcast?
That's just plain stupid. I mean, I don't know how you don't know that. And but
well,
you know what?
It's a documentary podcast.
I don't know what to tell you, man. You don't know how the world works. It's changed around you and you have not kept up with it. But again, I actually liked how ignorant you were and how humbled you became once you found out that you don't know shit about anything. And I wish that you could apply that to your ideology of and your perspective of the world and how you approach everybody. I think that you could actually do yourself some good.
What about how sad I was when I found out that SMD doesn't mean so much drip, okay? So when the guy tweeted at me SMD and I was like, hell yeah, you know it. I do it all for the fans. And then later on, I was so sad to find out that it doesn't mean so much drip at all.
You know, that was the one part of the documentary where I could understand where you were coming from. And, you know, depending on the type of STDs you may or may not have, I have friends that have had STDs and they've had a drip in a way that you would not, that, you know, it's not complimentary. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is that I appreciated that. That actually humanized you for me. And another moment where, I mean, I don't know how much is on the cutting room floor, but a good, I don't know, 30 more minutes of that I really could have used.
Wow. All right. You're no help at all. Get out. Get your chocolate milk. We're turning off the chocolate milk fountain. Get out.
Well, don't turn it off.
No, turn it off and get out. How was that? He was on the fence, but, you know, I think he's leaning towards this version over the other one. I'm going to admit it. I'm going to admit that he's leaning towards this version. So let's go with this one. Let's go with this one, okay? If it's going to make me bigger than ever, which it will, it's going to make me the biggest thing in the history of the entire globe of the United States and of America and the world, okay? I'm going to be the biggest thing ever, and I don't give a fuck that you didn't like my shit. Okay, so we'll put out this shit that's your shit, and then they'll eat it up, and then I'll be big, and then I'll be huge, and I can put out my own version and whatever the fuck I want to do after that.
Omari lost everything. After releasing the No Holds Barred expose, the backlash that hit Omari was so severe that he lost his business and all his money to legal fees in an attempt to fight lawsuits and criminal charges. And that, he was successful in terms of dodging jail time. He was able to do that, but he was also successful in another way. That expose that caused him to be the opposite of the biggest thing ever, actually was awarded a Peabody in the podcast category. Today, Omari teaches improv at a community college in Tampa.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified? Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.